Suppose you woke up one fine morning and discovered the place where you live was actually an insane asylum. You could tell yourself, all these fellow inmates were the crazy ones, all those nut jobs raving half the night, even the caretakers with their wacky conspiracy theories. They were the mental defectives, they were the stark raving mad. Not you. No, not you. The world is a slippery place. A quicksilver concept of shifting realities. One day this, the next day that. Some of us put our faith in religion, some in science, some just go with some kind of viral flow that seeps across the internet like a brain-eating plague. People believe what they want to believe these days. Virtual reality is perfect for the folks who feel beleaguered by the old reality. Dreary jobs, dead-end careers, bad marriages, deferred dreams, kids who didn't turn out well, who knows? The world wasn't what they'd hoped for, wasn't what their leaders told them it would be, wasn't fun, wasn't easy, wasn't much of anything the ads promised. All lies, all broken promises, all just bullshit. The government, the corporations, the politicians, even the movie actors, phony, phony, phony. Who you gonna call? Who you gonna trust? Who you gonna believe anymore? Somebody's to blame, right? Somebody must be winning while you're losing, right? Somebody's got the power, the money, the secrets. The game is rigged, you know that at least. Maybe the Masons, maybe those Rosicrucians. Maybe the Jews, maybe Hollywood. Maybe the welfare queens. Maybe the immigrants. Maybe the Democrats. Maybe the high-tech CEOs. Maybe, just maybe, all of them. There's a conspiracy going on to keep you down, to keep you pacified, keep you from finding out what is really what. Q knows. QAnon has the news. The president, that king of conspiracy theorists, tells you they're good Americans. But he doesn't, wink, wink, nod, nod, know very much about them. Suppose one fine morning you wake up and discover the insane have taken over the asylum. Find out you were the enemy. And all along, you thought you were the sane one. Maybe you think there actually was a conspiracy. The loonies were planning how to do this all along. One state senator at a time, one representative, a governor here, a Supreme Court judge there, the president himself. One fine morning you wake up and everything has changed. Everything. And you might find yourself asking, who really is the insane one? Thank you.